We've had fewer fires so far this year, but you know the routine well by now. Reports on size and containment and evacuation status are common. It's scary to think about evacuation, taking yourself and your important stuff and getting out. It's much more complex when you want to move animals out of harm's way, and we're talking bigger than the family dog. People who own livestock face particular challenges in evacuating, and those challenges are recognized by the people of Southern Oregon Emergency Aid, set up to help owners of large animals. Linda Bacon is the founder and director. She joins us on one phone line. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
Good to have you. The us, the other part of us, is Tammy Bishop, who's been with the group a while as well. Tammy, welcome to you.
Thank you, and thank you for having us, Jeffrey.
Sure. Linda, you got this started. Talk about what led up to Southern Oregon Emergency Aid.
One of my friends has a wolf sanctuary in Weimar, and 5 years ago she called just distraught because she had no way to evacuate her animals. After finding out that there was no agency, there's nothing in place, I started a Facebook group, and within about an hour, we had 5 or 6 volunteers, and it's just grown from there. Just making sure that my friend and other people have peace of mind when it comes to their animals, that they don't have to worry, that there's help to get them out of danger. That's our goal.
All right. I was characterizing this as a livestock preservation thing, but obviously when you're talking about a wolf sanctuary, that's a whole different category. What ended up happening with your friend?
Well, luckily the fire did not get to her and she did not have to move her animals. But we do evacuate companion animals and livestock. So we're not just big animal people. We're little animal people too.
Mm-hmm. And do you own livestock of your own or have animals that would be tough to transport in a fire yourself?
No, I sure don't.
Huh. And have you ever had to evacuate yourself?
Yes. A couple years ago, we had to evacuate. It's not fun, and it is terrifying. And considering that 67% of people will not evacuate without their animals, it's highly dangerous.
What was the number again? 67%?
Yes, that's FEMA statistics say 67%.
Wow. Okay. So, you want to make sure that you can get the animals out so you can get the people out.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Tammy, tell us about your involvement with Southern Oregon Emergency Aid.
Sure. I am the public information officer. I also handle the emergency management preparedness, basically for our volunteers. Linda, do you want to add anything to that?
you're our all-round go-to person. You're one of our idea people.
So, Tammy, do you own livestock or large animals yourself? Have you been in a situation similar to what Linda was with, having to evacuate?
You know, I have. I was part of the Checo Bar fire over on the coast, and as Linda said, evacuating, you know, last minute when you kind of go from a 2 to 3 within a few hours is terrifying. Fortunately, we had, you know, Southern Oregon Emergency Aid. We had another livestock group also that moved animals just seamlessly. It was wonderful. My end during that fire was I was helping move people and place people during that time. And I had just become a member of Southern Oregon Emergency Aid and was just starting to get into the animal, you know, evacuation part of it. And so I've seen it from both sides. And as Linda was saying earlier, trying to decide, you know, when you're in an evacuation situation, you have to get yourself out of your home. You have animals. The Red Cross does not accept animals. So your family pets, you know, really have nowhere to go. And so you've got two choices. You either move you and your family into a shelter, or you shelter in place at home, or you go, you know, stay in a tent with your animals. Who wants to do that with all that smoke around? And then you bring in larger animals. Where are you going to get those animals to? If you have a large amount of livestock, how are you going to evacuate your family and your livestock at the same time? It becomes a very, very frantic situation. And so I am very, very proud and thankful to be part of Southern Oregon Emergency Aid, an organization that it has came. Became. And this year, as you know, we are now a 100% nonprofit, which is it's really growing.
Do you have your full 501c3 status and all that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it has always been, you know, not a technical nonprofit as it is, you know, today on paper, but it has always been 100% free, because an Oregon Emergency Aid does not charge to come get your animals. Or we usually send them out to one of our farms or locations that, you know, take care of them until their owners can come back and retrieve them or we return them for them. There's no charge.
It really sounds like, Linda Bacon, a collection of neighbors helping neighbors, you know, people who've got space that can put animals up and have vehicles that can transport animals, just working together.
That is absolutely what we are. We are neighbors helping neighbors. We're in 5 Southern Oregon counties. Siskiyou County in California as well. And when the call goes out, we get volunteers from all over Southern Oregon. During the Milepost 97 fire, we had people from Corvallis evacuating animals down to the valley for us to be cared for until they could go home.
Wow. Okay, we're talking again with the folks from Southern Oregon Emergency Aid, Linda Bacon and Tammy Bishop. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Tammy, talk about the logistics. I mean, if you have to get animals out, what do you generally need if they're animals of any size?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, obviously you need some volunteers. And we've been very lucky and fortunate to have our volunteers come from all aspects and walks of life. We have veterinarians. We have law enforcement. We have first responders. We have general citizens. We have provided training to our volunteers. We have 4-H, you know, citizens that have been involved in 4-H, or they have, you know, livestock of their own. A lot of our volunteers
bring of their own horse trailers and stock trailers. We have people who move rabbits that have cages that they can transport 150 rabbits at a time.
Wow.
So they bring all their own equipment, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Our volunteers are fantastic, and they provide what they need to help others.
That was what I was driving at, Tammy. I mean, do people who own livestock just naturally have vehicles ready to haul them out at any time? It sounds like not.
No, they do not. And when it comes to a large amount of livestock, as I was kind of segueing into earlier and didn't finish, you know, they may have one or two trailers. They may even have three. But if you were to have 50 horses or 50 cows, you are not going to be able to move yourself and those animals in a timely manner.
All right. So any large operation is going to have to just stay in place?
It would have to stay in place, or they could call Southern Oregon Emergency Aid or the county to find out how we could get in there and move their animals. And of course, it is dependent upon what evacuation level it is.
So, Linda, how big an evacuation have you handled at this point? What would be the largest scale you've done?
Oh, gosh, probably, well, last year when we had fires all over Southern Oregon, I lost track of how many animals we moved. When I last counted, it was over 900, but we still had fires going. And then, of course, the Hugo fire started after that. So we move a lot of different kinds of animals. We have not moved a massive amount from one place, unless you count poultry and chickens. We move their whole flocks for them. But we do more things like we evacuate. Last year, we evacuated 6 300-pound pigs. That's not an easy task.
No.
They were not tame pigs. They were being raised for food. People were not their friends. It took quite a while to get those guys loaded in and taken care of. But we have not done like a herd of horses or a herd of cattle at one setting.
And so you're prepared to, that's good to know. How many people do you have available to help? I mean, you know, it sounds like a fairly loose confederation, but, you know, what's your head count on people who could be called upon in an emergency?
Well, a little over 400 volunteers.
Wow.
Now, they're not always all available at the same time. I mean, can you imagine people go on vacation during fire season?
Right.
But they do. So we don't always have all of them available at the same time. But we can make a good showing anytime we need to. We always have enough.
Linda, which are the 5 counties in Oregon?
Curry, Douglas, Jackson, Josephine, Klamath.
Okay, so right there along the state line. You mentioned Siskiyou County in California as well.
Mm-hmm. And we also helped in Dolmort a couple years ago.
Okay, so if somebody needs you, you're gonna try to respond. Southern Oregon Emergency Aid is the group we're talking to. Linda Bacon, the founder and director. Tammy Bishop, the public information officer. You can join us on the exchange with your questions, comments, and suggestions. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. We do have an email from Sarah Kate in the Willamette Valley, who points out that you only have a Facebook presence on the internet. And she says there are many of us, for many valid reasons, who do not use Facebook or indeed any social media. A website with written information would be extremely helpful for purposes of planning in advance. Pre-planning is key to survival and recovery. And Sarah Kate goes on, I understand Facebook may help in real time if one has a smartphone and is able to wade through likey-like comments and messages of support, or the opposite, to get to urgently needed updates on fire situations. But more specific information is needed, especially for resources, so that those of us not involved in social media can help ourselves and others and not necessarily rely on someone else found on Facebook who may or may not be able to help. That again from Sarah Kate in the Willamette Valley, who says, by the way, a Lane County employee once told me that Lane County Emergency Department has no interest in equines. You are on your own. So a couple things in there, Linda. What do you say about Facebook presence? Is that all you have online right now?
Right at the moment, our website is being built, currently being built. Facebook has served us well. We do have many volunteers who are not on any kind of social media. They hear about us at events we attend. Their friends know about us. We have their telephone numbers. They call us. We call them. It's Facebook is a two-edged sword, of course.
Sure.
But we try to keep the chatter down on our page. We make sure that current fire information, current weather information, anything that could impact our citizens in Southern Oregon and Northern California, we are going to have a webpage up very soon, Sarah. I appreciate that because it's important. But we are not limited to the internet in any way. I mean, we have a network that's completely off social media.
So is there a number that people can call just to get connected to the organization if they don't want to do the social media thing?
Yes, 541-226-1124.
1124, 541-226-1124.
Yes.
For Southern Oregon Emergency Aid. And so last Friday, when it sure looked like we had thunderstorms rolling in, were you guys poised to do some things?
Yes, we were on red alert. Everybody who's involved with us usually sticks pretty close to the TV, or they follow along on social media to make sure that number one, they don't have a fire popping up near them, and number two, if they want to be ready in case someone else needs their help.
So given that this has been a relatively quiet fire year so far, I'm going to knock wood again, has this given you a chance to gather up more supplies and people and places to put animals?
Tammy, would you like to take that?
Sure. currently, we've teamed up with the Grange Co-op, who has graciously agreed to match up to $1,000 in donations towards our supplies. And so that's wonderful. They've opened up all of their stores. So anybody can go in and make a donation for supplies if they, you know, feel like they would like to do so. During the quiet time, we take this time to, of course, knock on wood, hourly.
Right.
Thankful that there's no, you know, no current evacuations. But also during that time, we do trainings. You know, we do a lot of coordination. We have coordinators in the different counties that you had asked about. And so we just all kind of stay prepared and ready to go and make sure, you know, daily who is available and who is not. So if we do get that call from, you know, a county official or a citizen saying that they need help, or, you know, they're at a level one but they're moving into a level two, we just kind of get prepared. We do have citizens that have called in, and they, I don't want to call it pre-register, although we are working towards that, but they let us know, you know, the count of how many livestock they have or animals, and give us their address. And so we are prepared. So if they do move to a level of evacuation where they need to leave, we can get in there and remove their animals safely ahead of fire.
All right, so that's good to know. So this is a way to stay prepared, is to have Southern Oregon Emergency Aid know in advance that there is this group of animals and they do live in a place near the woods or a place that might burn and might have to get out at some point.
Absolutely. We welcome those calls ahead of time. You know, with any type of be ready preparedness for yourself and for your animals, you need to be prepared for your animals. And it's always good to have, you know who you need to call in a situation, know where you need to go, know where your animals are going to go, instead of waiting until the 11th hour when that fire is right there. And so we do prefer to do, you know, evacuations early on if possible.
That was my next question, whether they should not wait for the get ready, you know, for the go. Just, you know, once they hear the get ready, they should start preparing to ship the animals out.
Absolutely, because our first concern and priority is, you know, of course, safety for humans, safety for our volunteers, and definitely safety for the animals. And moving them in a non-stressful environment is so much better for them.
Right, when people aren't feeling all stressed and time-pressured and
exactly,
you know, advancing flames.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. Preparedness definitely is key in these situations.
Linda, you mentioned chickens, you mentioned rabbits, I mean, and you mentioned a couple of large pigs that were not very friendly, but is there a strangest set of animals you've moved already through Southern Oregon Emergency Aid?
Well, that would be Ons the emu,
uh-huh.
And his owner was in Southern California when the Hugo fire broke out, and he was panicked. He's had this 25-year-old emu since it was an egg. And elderly gentleman, his niece called me, said, "What can you do?" Three of our volunteers who have never worked around emus before left on a level 2 evacuation notice to go get the emu. In the meantime, before they got there, it had gone to a level 3, and we ordinarily are not allowed in on a level 3, except very few exceptions. Luckily, one of the emergency managers said they're close enough, let them go ahead and go in. So the emu was on a half an acre that was fenced like a maze. They were out there in the dark with helicopters flying over, smoke everywhere. Finally, after an hour and a half, got him into a livestock trailer. And I can tell you that we ever need to evacuate another emu, those three people will not be going. They said they are dinosaurs. He makes noises. He smells. He's stubborn. But he spent 2.5 months at a Ranaway farm. One of our volunteers, Marianne Morrison, took him in, even though she had no emu experience, and they became fast friends.
Wow.
Now she goes to visit him, and he's really lovely, but I don't think I'd want an emu either, but
okay.
He's our most unusual so far.
Great success story. Thank you for that. Southern Oregon Emergency Aid set up to help get animals out in the event of wildfire. We'll put the phone number on our website. We're already connected to their Facebook page. Linda Bacon, Tammy Bishop, thank you both very much for joining us.